as Lady Beaver's softball team will be in regional play on Monday and Tuesday. They'll be at the Scott Rec Complex, and we'll talk about that a little bit more here in a moment here. But we've got a couple of the players on our show here this evening. We'll start off, and we've got a couple of debut players, I believe, here with Olivia Ford. How are you doing this evening?
Good. How are you, Adam?
All right. Doing all right, thank you. But it's been a quick season. How do you feel like your sophomore season of softball has been?
I'm pretty good, honestly. There's nothing that I really regret or anything like that.
All right. Well, good deal. Where do you think your improvement has been the most at?
I would say, honestly, my fielding. I used to be, like, really scared of the ball. And, like, anything, if it wasn't, like, straight to me, I wouldn't be able to catch it. But I think that I've greatly improved on that.
I'm with you there. My always fear if I were, you know, playing in the infield, be watching the ball, and then, yeah, plunk right in the head, right? What positions do you play?
I play first.
Okay. What's the big thing that you have to focus on when you play first base?
Honestly, the thing that I focused on the most is, making sure that, everybody around me is always in a positive mindset mostly, because if somebody's mad, then they're just going to chuck the ball and it's not going to go anywhere near me. And then I'll be like, oh, I should have got that, you know, whatever. So mostly just, making sure everybody's positive.
All right. So what's been your memorable part of the season?
Seeing how well, like, everybody can bring up everybody else. Mm-hmm. Whenever some girls are down, like, how the other girls can bring each other up, because that's the most important part.
Absolutely. It's uplifting, and, you know, it makes things go a lot better, doesn't
yes.
it? Yes. All right. Well, you know, your first time on the radio, you're a little nervous. You did a pretty good job,
thank
don't you,
you
think? Well, thanks again, Olivia. Good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, sophomore Olivia Ford joining us here. We'll get Jordis Shaw, our junior, joining us here. She'll get the headset here. And, well, how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. And this is your first time as well, right, if I'm not mistaken?
Yep.
Oh, not too bad. It's not too bad, I promise you. But you've had a pretty good season here so far this year. I know you had to take a little bit of a hiatus thanks to a softball and the stitching of the softball connecting with your head. But have you been able to recover from that and kind of respond later on here in this year?
I feel like I haven't really been 100% since I've gotten hit in the head, but I'm doing better towards the end.
Yeah, I would say yesterday, I think, probably is one of your better days hitting. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yeah.
What seemed to click for you yesterday?
I believed in myself.
All right. You've seen some pretty good pitchers this year, and what's been the big key to trying to get a hit off some pretty solid pitches? Pitchers, I should say.
To watch it close and believe in myself.
And you've been at second base all year, and when you've been competing there, what do you like about second base?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's better for my shoulder, but I don't know.
All right, and you know, we're into postseason now, and what would you like to see next week?
To have a good attitude and a positive mindset for all of us, and go in there and not be cocky about it.
Mm-hmm. But be confident, right?
Yeah.
All right. And, Jordis, what's probably the biggest thing that you've improved upon this year?
I don't know. Honestly, probably talking more on the field and trying not to get down on myself as much as I used to.
All right. Well, those are always some good things to work on there. But you've had a good season here so far, Jordis, and hopefully continues on in regionals. And thanks as always, and good luck to you coming up.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, junior Jordis Shaw joining us here from Scott City East Harders. We talk with Coach Aaron Myers here on the show here. Well, Coach, your bats were pretty hot yesterday, and I don't know if you had to put a fire hose to him afterwards, but you had to like what you saw, just kind of seizing the opportunity in a doubleheader sweep.
Well, I'm definitely not going to put a fire hose to those to the bats. Gosh, I've been waiting on that all season, and oh man, it felt so good. So, you know, we've been playing really good ball since our second game against Goodland. I know we've, you know, had the losing record since then, but that doesn't mean we're not playing really well. I mean, we've been having some really tough competition, so yesterday it was really good to kind of see how much they've improved from Ulysses' game one. So to me, Ulysses and Hugoton are pretty much the same team. So comparatively, I think we're probably going to be one of the most improved GWAC teams.
Absolutely. And, you know, it was good to see guys kind of really have a big day. And it was all your bats, 1 through 9, that delivered as well. And that, you know, when you get the train rolling like you did, especially in that second inning of the first game, that's just – that's fun. That's fun to be a part of.
You know, the umpire – like, I knew the umpire. I've known the umpire for a long time. He's actually from – he was from Larned. And he kind of looked at me like, are you going to have a girl lead off early? And, you know, after – you know, I just didn't do it. And, you know, normally I probably would because I've been there. I've been that coach where, you know, where you're getting your – the butt's kicked and, you know, and you're just trying to get your pitcher's just trying to get it across the plate and they're just, you know, pounding out to the outfield. So I've been there, but you know, for the year that we've had, you know, we needed a confidence booster and, you know, I really just wanted to put our foot on the gas pedal yesterday and not let up. And I said, we just really need this today. And I know it's not good for the team, but you know, our girls have worked their butts off to get here to where we're at today. And, you know, I can't take that away from them.
Out of the 7 innings I think you guys played yesterday, I think you had to like 6 of them. And that's just because, I mean, you're dominant in every inning yesterday that you were competed again. But I thought that was pretty good for the consistency for them being locked in.
Absolutely. And I think it shows that, you know, you're allowed to make a few errors, you know, in the field as long as you're hitting. You know,
yeah.
I mean, offense is where you're going to score and defense, you know, prevents the other team from scoring. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if we can do a little bit of both, you know, mostly on the offensive side, you know, I think we're going to be sitting pretty well. So, you know, I mean, I felt like everybody was just happy-go-lucky today, yesterday. And, you know, I've really noticed that, honestly, since we were playing Liberal. And I don't know if some people really thought we were going to go Liberal and get our butts kicked. I knew it was going to be a competition because, I mean, they are really good hitters and, you know, they have some slappers. And, you know, we wound up splitting with them, and honestly, we were up, you know, in both games at one point, and actually all 4 games, even against Garden, we were up, you know. So I'm serious. Like, we've been playing some really good ball, and this is what I've been wanting all year.
Well, Monday and Tuesday, you get to play at home there, and boy, got one of the tougher draws there with Goodland, just how it all came down to. It looked like it was going to be way things coming into yesterday, how it could have possibly played out. It was probably going to be you guys maybe matching up either 3-4, 4-5, or whatever. But you guys have the big first-round matchup. And, boy, that's going to be probably one of the more intriguing first-round matchups in the regional.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if you know, with the record that we have, I'm glad where we're at in the bracket right now. I'm glad they're on the same side of the Haskell County. You know, Goodland's going to be – I mean, we split with them, you know, and they can hit the ball really well. I think a few of our girls have a little bit of experience more than they do, and you know, I think we'll be fine. You know, as long as we continue this good confidence that we have, I think we'll be okay. And you know, it's do or die from now on. And you know, as long as we know that we have each other's backs, and it doesn't matter who's getting what playing time, as long as you know we're everybody's out in the dugout and everybody's doing their job, I think we're going to be just fine. And you know what? Here's the thing: is that at the end of the day, if we played our best, that's really all we care about. You know, sometimes you lose them, sometimes you win them. But, you know, I would love to win.
Yeah.
And I really, really, truly believe that we can. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's, you know, it's a matter of who's going to show up and who's not.
It should be a fun one for you guys on Monday and hopefully Tuesday as well. Regionals here in Scott City. And it starts off with Goodland, the 4-5 matchup. And nice thing is you're the home team on the scoreboard. So that'll be even better as well for that game. And, Coach, as always, thank you again for the time here. And you guys are peaking at the right time. And good luck to you guys here next week.
I mean, you know, after Goodland, if we were to win against Goodland, you know, it's going to be Haskell County. And they are number one. And, you know, they've had a lot of publicity on sports on Kansas, but you know, I want to play that team really bad. I want to play them more than I want to play Goodland right now. And so I'm excited for this week. So we're gonna get pumped up for the rest of the week and keep those egos up.
All right, thanks again, Coach. Thanks, Adam. Appreciate the time. All right, once again.